hard for people to understand that I care more about writing than about performing, but I feel like I've, you know, gotten a lot of attention in my life. I don't feel needy for that. The writing is a thrill for me when I hear a great voice singing something I've written. So yeah. I really love that. And it's storytelling. It's very akin to acting to me because it's all telling stories.
That is the great actress, Mary Steenburgen. I am such a fan of hers. She's so good in comedy, obviously, but also drama. Great conversation with her coming up. And before we get to that, a couple of things. I don't like bulky underwear. Just going to get right to it. I'm a briefs guy, tidy whitey guy. So I wanted something that was really thin. So I typed into Google men's thin briefs, and I got links to mainly websites that are centered around gay men's underwear. I don't know why. I'm not disparaging gay men, but it was kind of like Google's inappropriate. Like, why is thin underwear associated with gay men? I don't understand it. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's very, you know, good looking guys on the site. I'm dating one now. Don't tell my wife. It's crazy. None of the underwear, by the way, is cotton when it's, you want thin. So I don't know. Maybe Google thinks I'm doing like an all male review stripper act in Vegas, and that's why I want them thin. But maybe they think I'm doing porn, which, why would I need underwear if I'm doing porn? Anyway, I think I'm putting too much thought into it, but very weird. The other thing I noticed is we need a new mattress. And we're looking for mattresses. There's crazy expensive. There's a $7,000 mattress. $7,000. For $7,000, I want it to notice I'm tired and come and get me. It's like, I want to wake up with all my credit cards paid off. I want it to suck all the worry out of my life. I want it to have two sides, firm and your life is finally working out perfectly. How about that? $7,000. What's going on in this world? Anyway, touring, go to my website, paulmercurio.com. I'm doing stand-up and I'm doing my Broadway show, Permission to Speak. We're going to be in a place called the Tin Pan in Richmond, Virginia. Going to be at the Guard Theater in New London, Connecticut. Key West Theater in Key West, Florida, going to be in Chicago, just outside of Chicago, North Shore Center for the Performing Arts. Anyway, go to my site. If you're in the areas, come see me. Late show is over. I'm touring more, and enjoy Mary Steenburgen. Welcome to the show, everybody. My guest, big fan of this actress and singer, Academy and Golden Globe award-winning actress, singer, Mary Steenburgen. You know her from films as Parenthood, Elf, Step Brothers, TV, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Man on the Inside, brilliant in comedy and drama. New film, latest film is The Dink, out now and streaming globally on Apple TV. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk about The Dink for a minute. It's like, it's a really cool, interesting premise. It's like, I guess I kind of call it an underdog comedy about a tennis player who never quite made it and is sort of now having to kind of reassess his life. But it revolves around pickleball, which all of my friends are playing now and I'm trying to get my head around it. But it's about more than just that. Tell us a little bit more about it, if you would.
Well, it's a very lovely comedy that's kind of a throwback to some of the old sports comedies, but with a real heart to it. We had a screening the other night of it. It was my first chance to see it with a really big crowd, and they were laughing from the beginning to the end of it, and then no one wanted to leave. Everyone stood there wanting to talk about it. So it's very special, and I'm thrilled to be talking about it because I know people are going to enjoy it.
Yeah, well, you know, the your character plays opposite Dusty, who is sort of a
tennis pro that never quite made it, if you will, and has this complicated and very funny relationship with his father, Ed Harris, and you come into his life as a doubles partner, and then ultimately you strike up a relationship with him. But it seems like your character like introduces him not just to pickleball, but to the idea that maybe the thing that you think is ridiculous or beneath you can actually kind of open up a whole new part of your life. Talk about that a little bit. And I'm curious if like there's been something like that in your own life. I know there's probably been for me where you look at something and go, yeah, that's not for me. But then when you give it a closer look, you're like, oh, actually, this might be for me.
Well, in my case, it literally was art imitating life, because 2 months before they came to me about this movie, my son gave me my first pickleball paddle and told me he thought I would love this sport. And he gave me my first lessons. And then I started studying with a coach on Martha's Vineyard, Connie McHugh, and she made me love it even more. And then I get this phone call, would I be play opposite the great actor Jake Johnson in a movie produced by Ben Stiller, who would also be in it, mm-hmm. Directed by Josh Greenbaum. And I, you know, was so thrilled to hear it was about pickleball. and yes, these characters have a very unique and interesting relationship. I don't want to spoil anything about talking about that too much, because the film kind of is more fun to watch and not have it spoiled. But I will say I've never seen a movie that has this relationship in it ever. And the big thing I would say about it is that it's an unusual thing to have a sports movie that has a true heart within it. And that's also just deeply, deeply hilarious. And I think we've done it, and people are really enjoying it. And I'm just so excited for people to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when I first saw pickleball, I was like, come on, this is just giant ping pong. What are we doing here? And stop calling it a sport. I went to Florida.
Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf are two of the great pickleball players. I actually play with her, the paddle that she designed for Yola. And we have Andy Roddick in our movie, and I won't spoil it, but other amazing tennis players in it. So I was privileged to have some coaching by Andy Roddick, and also Brad Gilbert who is a legendary tennis coach, was there every day as well.
Yeah, well, if I come to Martha's Vineyard, I am not going to get in a pickleball game with you, because you're clearly going to crush me. But with all of your your experience,
I'm not that good. I would rank myself a very good beginner.
Well, I'll tell you,
that's where I'm at.
The pickleball players are very, very passionate about this. So we have a place up in Connecticut that we go to. I live in New York City, and we have a community center that has a tennis court, and they have to convert the tennis court to also a pickleball court. And there are battles between the tennis players and the pickleball players, and they're getting there at like 5 a.m. You know, some of these are retired people with like, they have got their game on, and there is like tension over this stuff.
We all just need to get along. There's room in the world for both of these sports.
Yeah, exactly. you have a really great relationship. It's a very funny movie, but also, like you say, it has heart, and your relationship between your character, Candace, and Jake's, you know, you've had this incredibly long career where you've moved between like comedy and drama flawlessly. So, and you've done a lot of parts. So when you read The Dink, like, what was there about Candace, your character, that you felt like, well, I hadn't gotten to play that before, maybe? Or was there some aspect of her that really pulled you into the story?
No, I did feel that I hadn't played this before. I mean, Sean Clements wrote the script, and it was so, first of all, reading it and laughing out loud, which doesn't always happen. And then, but also very moved by my character and Jake's character's journey. And they were both lost souls, each in their own way. He, because he spent a lifetime trying to please a dad by being a winning tennis player, and he hadn't been winning for a long time. And then my character, because she'd just gone through a divorce, and, you know, her husband, who's now with a beautiful younger woman and seems to have all their friends. And so Candace is a survivor, and she's looking for ways to lift herself up, and she chooses this sport. She just doesn't have a partner. She ends up having as a partner this absolutely obnoxious loser of a guy who couldn't be ruder to her, and ruder about the sport and putting it down. And it's their kind of journey of their relationship that's at the heart of the movie. But everyone that's in the movie, there's so many great character actors in this movie that have moments that where they shine. And I think that's the script was just one of the best comedy scripts I've ever read. And I've been blessed to be in some great ones. But this one was deeply, deeply special, and I'm honored that I got to be in it.
Well, I mean, one of the things that you've had the ability to do is not be pigeonholed in an industry that likes to pigeonhole people. Right. And like, and I just got to say, and I don't want to sound creepy, I really like you as a person. I don't know you, but as a fan and a viewer, like whenever I see you in something, I'm like, I'm married. I love my wife, but I like, you seem like you'd be a great to be married to, or a great sister or something like that. But you, then I love it when you get like an elf, when you get mad at your husband, James Caan. Like, you can be so sweet, but then you can get mad and you can deliver that with a lot of truth and honesty. Like, how have you avoided sort of that pigeonhole thing in the industry that tends to do that a lot?
I think I don't fully know the answer to that, but I think I try to do things that honestly make my heart beat faster. I try to do things that scare me on some level. You said in the introduction about me being a singer. Trust me, I don't consider myself a singer, and yet I have sung in movies before by just working so hard on it and trying to do it, you know. I do write music, and that I am proud of and feel like I am good at that. And I write for great voices, like my friend Caitlin Smith, who's one of my biggest co-writers. But I think the thing is, you know, Jane Fonda is a really good friend of mine. She's one of my best friends. And one of the things about Jane is that Jane just will plow forward in life and try things that are terrifying to her. You know, she'll make a Broadway debut at an age that most people would never consider doing it. You know, all kinds of ways that she challenges herself, both personally and professionally. And I think a part of when I watch that, that's thrilling for me. That feels like, yes, that's what I want to do, because I don't want to die before I die. So I'm 73 years old, and I friggin' took up pickleball. What are you going to do?
You're 73? Man, that's great. That's awesome. Yeah.
I know.
You had a medical procedure that, if I understand this correctly, you suddenly began hearing music in your head, which led you to songwriting. That did that experience change the way you think about creativity? And like, what what does songwriting give you creatively that that acting didn't? Like, you're like, I had Billy Bob Thornton on the show, and he's in a band. There's quite a few, Kevin Costner, the same thing, he's been on. Like, there's quite a few actors that that outlet of singing or performing music or writing music really works nicely for them. Like, what is it about all of that for you that, that works so well?
Well, for me, it's the writing. That's the thrill. That's what I do. I write for Universal Music, and mostly with people in Nashville. We write all kinds of things. We recently have been doing end credit songs for movies, and I was honored to have the great Jesse Buckley sing a song of mine in the film Wild Rose. And and my writer, my co-writers and I got to tie with Elton John for Critics' Choice Award for that, which was like the thrill of a lifetime.
Yeah.
So those things for me, it's hard for people to understand that I care more about writing than about performing, but I feel like I've, you know, gotten a lot of attention in my life. I don't feel needy for that. The writing is a thrill for me when I hear a great voice singing something I've written. So I really love that. And it's storytelling. It's very akin to acting to me because it's all telling stories.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. But it's really great that you have that outlet. And at 73, you're like virtually a professional pickleball player that I'm not going near on the court. Are you one of those people? Are you one of those people that
is not true.
No, are you like a pool hall hustler? Like, you go on the court like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'll bet you five. And the next thing you know, Mary Steenburgen is driving away in your Mercedes. Like, what happened? Come on.
I sort of feel like the opposite. It is going to be true, because when this film is coming out, I think people are going to assume what you just assumed, that I'm a much better player than I am. I'm not that great.
I'm putting it all over social media. I'm spreading it right now as soon as we get done with this.
I'm going to get such a bad reputation as a liar or something. I'll match anybody over the smile on my face while I'm playing. I never stop smiling.
There you go. It's great. Well, it's lovely to have you on. I hope to have you on again if you ever have a project. It was also lovely to meet your husband. I worked on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and he was on and was just a quick hello to him.
Yeah.
And he could not have been a nicer guy, just to say a quick hello too. But huge fan of yours. The movie is The Dink on Apple TV. And please come back anytime you like and chat more, and we can compare our pickleball games. But thanks for being on.
All right. I expect you to have something to tell me next time I talk to you about it.
Listen, I go to Martha's Vineyard with friends on their boat. I will find you on one of those courts and I will be ready.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Thanks for being on.
All right.
All right. There you go. That's Mary Steenburgen. She's so sweet. I swear to you, I kind of have a crush on her, I got to be honest with you. You know, after the thin underwear, I am seeing, you know, a guy from one of the sites. So there's that. Anyway, hope you enjoyed the interview. And like I said, paulmercurio.com, touring now. Go check it out. I'd love to see you guys on the road. And always follow me on social @paulmercurio. Thanks, everybody.